I thought it was very appropriate that we sang that hymn this morning. It kind of highlights some of the things we encounter on our walk. Also, I compare our walk to a journey. And I'm sure everybody here loves a journey, going somewhere and having a lot of fun. But walking with Jesus is a little more challenging. And we need to know what God wants from us in that walk. Amos 3:3 has a very good way of how we are to prepare for our walk, so we know that we're headed in the right direction. Amos tells us, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" And that's it. Are we on the same path? Walking with God means that we should be walking in the same direction as God. It's not that God is walking with us. We need to be walking with God. If we're not going on the same direction, then we are not headed where we need to be. And that's what we see here in Mark chapter 6, in the verses 1 through 6. And when Jesus does return back to his hometown in Nazareth, and he's teaching in the synagogue, many hear him, and many were troubled by what he had to say. They thought, wow, this is the carpenter's son. Can he really be talking like this? Where does he get this kind of knowledge? And I'm not sure if they're just saying he's a carpenter's son because he shouldn't know those kinds of things. He's, you know, speaking over his head, but he had this knowledge, and they just were refusing to accept this. Yeah, he had been preaching in many other places before he got back home. And the news of his healings and his teachings would have traveled very quickly back, especially the good news of the healing of the sick. Maybe they thought of Jesus as someone less than him. So Jesus left because he was only able to heal a few people, for the rest were not interested in what he had to say. They were angered. So for us, you know, returning to our hometown could be very difficult if we were treated in the same way. So we need to be aware that we can't walk if we're headed in the wrong direction with God. And we can't walk unless we are walking on a path of light, and that comes through Jesus. There is no light if we don't walk with Jesus. And if you try to walk in darkness, if you blindfolded yourself, you'd have a hard time trying to get to that front door without stumbling over a lot of stuff in our way. So how can God strengthen our walk in a world that tries pulling us away? We shouldn't give up on our faith and our walk with, like Israel did many times. Our walk is a test of faith to God and what we believe and what he says. Living in a world that has no interest in God, it's like we on a tiny island and we're surrounded by the sins and temptations of this world. And they try to lure us away. I tried to leave the fishing part out, but I had to put it in. If we take a trip to my favorite store, Bass Pro, which has thousands upon thousands of different types of lures available, we can take a couple handfuls of these with different colors and styles and take them fishing. Then you take them, you hook them on, and you start casting them out. And eventually, after you go through quite a few, you're going to find one that works. And that's what happens to us. That is what the world does to us each day. There's many different types of media available to us. And in that media, it's trying to lure us away from walking with God. It's trying to tell us that it's more important to be there than it is to be with God. It's not impossible to walk with God considering what we're up against, so we just need to be prepared, well equipped for a world that doesn't talk about our walk with God, that doesn't care about our walk with God. Some things to consider in our walk is our faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, tells us how we are to walk by faith. Verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So if we believe God, we're confident we're going to know where we're going. We know what He has for us. And there's only one way to the kingdom. God sent His Son Jesus to help us get there. We can't see what God has promised us or touch what He has promised us, but He tells us that Jesus is the way, the only way. So walking with God is to believe what He tells us, to trust Him, to read His word, to pray in difficulties, and the hardest thing is to listen to what He says. Sometimes we get distracted and we don't listen properly. Getting stronger in our walks is also being able to learn and apply what we learn in our walk. Learning to say no when the time comes. Jesus' whole hometown missed all this part. They had hardened hearts. They couldn't believe what He said. They wouldn't accept the gospel that He preached. They were plagued by unbelief. They rejected Jesus, and He left. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us how we are very blessed to have God and Jesus on our side. 2 Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we are blessed with this Bible that fills us full of knowledge and strengthens us as we walk with God. This way we can be prepared when the day of our difficulties come, and we can make decisions with God in our lives that help us. Just when times get tough, it's hard not to give up on our faith. But don't give up, because when it gets tough, we need to know that God is with us. Joshua 1:9, way back the other way. Joshua says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, God is always with us. We are always connected in one way to Him, no matter where we're at. I guess we're connected to His network. And as long as we're walking in the same direction as God, He will be with us as well, no matter where we always are. God is present to us by His Spirit. He sends His angels, who also made the spirits, to lift us up when we're down. In Galatians 5:16, tells us, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the Spirit. So if our mind is with God in His Word, entrenched, we will be strengthened and won't be lured away like the fish is with the lure. And if we are God-focused, then we are kingdom-focused. Trusting what Jesus says and trusting God is what helps us in times when our faith is tested. Can we make godly decisions instead of fleshly ones? We should. For us, it's kind of similar if we prepare for the test of life. We will have the knowledge. We'll know how to get the answers because of our preparation. But the answers may not come right away. They may not even be the answer we were expecting to get. But God will give us some direction on how to get there. Abraham had some difficulties. He believed God when he was asked to walk to another land. But as he got to that land, he had questions about it because there was a famine in the land. And his faith began to waver. And he decided to move further south to where him and Lot could actually sustain everything they had with all their different animals. And as he was down in that land, his faith began to diminish. And he trusted in his own instincts at that time. And he looked for help elsewhere instead of allowing God to work out the details of the famine. He trusted in his eyes. He turned from what God wanted to turning to himself and doing what he thought was best for himself. Trusting in ourselves instead of God is not walking with God. Without God, we can't walk in the light, because we have blinders on and we wind up where we don't belong, like Abraham. Hebrews 1:11, you don't have to look this up because I'm sure you guys got it memorized word for word, letter for letter. Faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. We know that God is taking us to a place that is going to be best for us, and we just need to stay focused on that. Abraham's faith got clouded. He couldn't see any hope in a land that he went to. But God created this famine to test him, and God can end a famine at any time. Abraham didn't wait for that. Does our faith lead us to a land that God wants us to go, or do we let the clouds blind us in our walk? Some things about faith is electricity. We know these lights come on when we flip the switch, but we can't see the electricity that gets to it. It just comes on and it just goes off. The wind. We can't actually see the wind unless it's moving the tree limbs or blowing in our faces. We can feel it. That's the only time we know when we have wind. We don't actually see the wind if we're just to try and look for it. And something a little more dangerous would be radiation. You can't feel it, you can't smell it, or even see it unless you have a warning sign. But radiation can affect you in a big way if you can't. Only God knows our hearts and where our faith is. He also knows who is walking with him and who is stumbling. To walk with God, we need the light. And the world around us is surrounded by darkness in their journeys. John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And that's where God is taking us. He has brought Jesus into the world to help us, to lead us on a journey that is going to bring us life eternal when his son does return. Also, another example is Moses. God chose Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt. And the people followed Moses. And at this particular instance, when they got to the Red Sea, their faith wasn't in God. And yet, God opened the Red Sea for them to pass. And after all God did, getting to the point, you would think that their faith would have been solid with God. What he did for them, he did the 10 plagues. As far as that, he also brought quail and manna to feed them. He brought water out of a rock. But still, that wasn't enough to strengthen their faith in him. They still murmured and muttered because they weren't happy about how fast he was going about this process. Still, though, he kept trying to lead them and lead them, and it took a long time. And they shouldn't have taken, you know, like 40 years, but that's how long it took. For me, it's sad to see that they had to go through this process, but sometimes it takes a while to build your faith. For myself, I think I would have been convinced during the plagues. I don't think I would have needed all 10 of them, but I would have definitely believed at that point. And something we should never do is to question what God does to us or why he's doing it. We know that he wants to do it for a good reason, and we need to think about that. So Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Just two simple verses that would have helped the people of Israel in their walk to the promised land. God also showed that he does care for his people. He showed his love. He showed them everything that he had done. Our faith needs to be put to work. Walking with God shows our action. We just can't sit around and say we have faith and not do anything. We have to have some kind of action to gain our faith. And in doing so, walking with God is one of those. Reading the Bible increases our faith. Helping others with brotherly love, recognizing that we sin, repenting of those sins, and then asking for forgiveness. If we're not doing these things, how can we walk with God? We can't put our walk with God on pause. For us, sin is a major barrier from walking with God. But Jesus has opened up a way for us to escape. He took sin on and conquered it in the flesh for us, so we have the opportunity to repent and ask for forgiveness of our sins. For the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sins, beginning at our baptism. And not only did Jesus die to make it possible for us to have eternal life, but he also gave us the opportunity to live righteously. And living righteously is being obedient in our walk with God. Jesus is the anchor of our faith. He holds us steady in the storms of our life so we don't drift all over. We need faith to be saved. Romans 1:17 tells us, "The just shall live by faith." To walk with God, we need to be going in the same direction. We need to let our faith be rooted in God's words so we can resist the temptations of the flesh. Don't let the world lure us away. Walking with God doesn't have vacations. We can't take time off from God without having some sort of consequence. We walk in the light that God brings us through his word, through his son who shows us the way. And we need to be prepared when we are tested to let God help us. Prayer is our access to God. He's always there and always available. Jesus died on that cross for us. He showed us the way, and the way we need to walk, the way we need to give ourselves and each day to pick up our cross and walk with him. So as we break bread, let us remember that Jesus poured out his blood for us, that he is able to cleanse us from all our sins if we ask, and that his body is able to fill us spiritually.